Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to this Education Gazette Tukutuku Kōrero podcast. I'm Michaela Morris. Today we will be hearing from Emeritus Professor Russell Bishop from Waikato University, who has written a book called Leading to the Northeast, which includes many ideas for school leaders looking to implement the Common Practice Model. We'll also hear from Tara Taylor-Jorgensen, the Director of Integrated Delivery, and Leslie Murrahy, a Chief Advisor, both at the Ministry of Education.
My name is Russell Bishop, and I am an ex-high school teacher and an ex-university professor, now an emeritus professor, which basically means retired, but I'm still engaged in writing and researching on this topic that we're going to be talking about today. The book that I've just had published most recently is the last in a series of books that I've been publishing on this whole topic of improving Māori students' achievement in mainstream schools, primary and secondary schools. This book is about leadership and leading to the Northeast. The focus of the book is on identifying how leaders can support teachers to become effective teachers of Māori and other marginalised students. There's two meanings of the word fidelity. The first one is generally about faithfulness in a relationship. The second one is about faithfulness in implementing a strategy or a process as it was intended so that you will get the outcomes that were as expected. In the book, I've used it in the second sense of the word, really, but it does actually also pertain to the first one, because I see teaching as a relational act. If you implement the strategy or the teaching process or the pedagogy in a way with fidelity, you're actually implementing the faithfulness that you have to the student. You are being responsive to the student and you're ensuring that the student will learn in the way that you know best, that we all know best. The Māori word for fidelity is tikanga. Now, you know that if you go to any marae, there will be a tikanga. There will be a process whereby you will need to go through particular protocols. The reason for this is that the values of the marae will guide the tikanga, which will ensure that people are made welcome, that they are well looked after, that they are well guided, and that the outcome of everybody having a feeling welcome and having a say in what's going on will be realised. So the word tikanga is the Māori word for fidelity. It's an excellent metaphor for what I'm talking about. Currently, if you look at the literacy statistics, 35% of our students are leaving school even after 10 years of being at school, functionally illiterate. Now, and these students are disproportionately made up of Māori and Pacifica students and other marginalised groups. The way to address this issue of inequality is to ensure that teaching strategies, processes, are undertaken in the way that they were originally designed, that we know are effective, that we know actually work. Currently, what's happening, because of the lack of systematic support for teachers in schools, we are getting a dilution and a diminution of effectiveness of teaching. And unfortunately, because of the lack of a responsive approach being common in schools, we're finding it's impacting upon Māori students more than other students. There's probably two things about this. The first thing is currently what we're doing is not working. I think we have to acknowledge that and get away from blaming anybody. Get away from looking at blame or whoever it is. It's the parents, it's the children, it's the teachers, it's the Ministry of Education, it's the families, or it's the wind in the wrong direction. We get away from blaming anybody and start looking at solutions. And the solutions, unfortunately, tend to be single-focus solutions, a whole lot of single-focus things. We want to do this, we want to do this, we want to do this. And that is not working, hasn't been working, and it doesn't provide solutions. What does provide solutions is a coherent, comprehensive approach to education, which is based upon implementing a strategy or approach, a pedagogy, and supporting that with some in-school support systems that will make ensure that teachers can actually implement those strategies and approaches with fidelity, with the tikanga that's necessary to realise the outcomes that we know are possible. So the common practice model seems to me to be an attempt to provide this holistic approach, a comprehensive, holistic approach towards creating contexts, interacting within the context, and monitoring using formative assessment approaches to see how well, what impact that is having upon our students' learning. And what's where my book is hopefully useful for this is to show how you can support teachers to become more effective in implementing this comprehensive approach by giving them some feedback, feed forward support on their practices, and by providing them with coherent meetings where they together can collaboratively develop the efficacy of their common approaches together, so that they can actually ensure that they can collectively improve their practice in this comprehensive way. What I can see with the common practice model is that there's an opportunity here for leaders to become leaders of learning, to really support their teachers to become effective teachers of young Māori, of Māori people, and in our schools, and to just eradicate this business of educational disparities. And what's wonderful about the work that this will develop is that it doesn't take very long. The case studies in my book have shown that schools can actually improve and bring about these changes within 2 years. I think the first thing that leaders need to do is to lead some very careful goal-setting activities in their school. They need to declutter their school away from the massive numbers of activities and initiatives that are taking place in there, and often many schools, and just focus on those things that will improve the educational achievement of those children who are not well served by education currently. That will then enable them to identify the type of pedagogy, such as the common practice model, which will enable them to realise these goals. The pedagogy will then need to be supported by the in-school support systems, the development of an infrastructure of meetings, of observations and feedback sessions for teachers, a change of leadership for team leaders within schools to move away from being administrators to becoming leaders of learning, for example. There will also need to be an inclusion of all teachers in the schools, all family members, parents, iwi, other groups that have a stake in the school outcomes. They'll also need to develop a good evidence base, a good data management system, so that all the decisions that are made, all the problem-solving discussions that are taking place within the infrastructure in the school can take place in using effective evidence and not assumption. These support systems need then to be seen to be working in the way that they are working with fidelity. The way of doing that is to take ownership by planning for the implementation of the support systems and the pedagogy and the goals, by resourcing effectively, by taking control of the funding in the school and orientating it towards realising the goals of the school, and by setting up a reviewing system in the schools whereby you can see how well we are going and how well we're moving towards realisation of our goals. Every time I go into a school and I speak to a principal, the first question I always ask is, how are the Indigenous kids going? And invariably I hear, not too well or not so good. In 2 years' time, I want to hear, great, they're doing this as well as anybody else in the school. And the other thing I hear about is that when I go into schools, mostly I hear, are they not doing very well? They're disgruntled, they're unhappy, etc. I will hear in 2 years' time, the Maori kids and the other marginalised kids are really achieving well and they're happy and they're taking part in the school. Their attendance is the same as anybody else. Their engagement with learning is high and so on. That's what I want. That's what I will see. That's what we will see if we can implement this sort of approach to education. But it does work upon the fact, it is based upon the fact that we really got to support teachers to become effective teachers and not leave them to their own devices. There's a myriad of research that shows people just are not effective on their own, but collectively there's tremendous benefit of working collectively and collaboratively. And that's what I'd see in schools. I'd see teachers working collectively, collaboratively, supporting each other. I'd see leaders providing support for teachers and learners as learners. I would see principals ensuring that there is a dynamic, dialogic and a support system throughout the school. And I would see outcomes in terms of, I would see Indigenous and other marginalised students achieving at the same level as anybody else. I'd see them to be able to be themselves, the whole identity, being able to be themselves when they come to the classroom. That's what we would see.
A few things to consider there. That was Emeritus Professor Russell Bishop from Waikato University, and now we'll hear from Tara Taylor-Jorgensen, the Director of Integrated Delivery at the Ministry of Education.
When I read Russell Bishop's book and I looked at it from an implementation point of view, because we are implementing the common practice model, there were three things that I took out of it. The first thing is to promote that family whānau context within the places of learning. But then it amps up a bit and it's to promote learning within that family-friendly context. And then there's a recommendation that teachers take learner information and actually use it. It's much easier to get that learner information in that family whānau context. What Russell Bishop found, however, with the implementation of Te Kotahitanga was that the whānau context was very well established, and he had incredible shifts. There's a page in his book where there's a quadrant and you can see the teacher capability shift massively over to the side where they created those beautiful family environments, where kids felt welcomed, where their languages, identities and cultures were visible in their classroom, and just a beautiful humming place of learning. The second part of promoting learning within the classroom and then using learner information and responding to it, we didn't get that shift as much. And that's what we really want to do with the implementation of the common practice model. We know that kids are going to have better outcomes if they're literate and numerate or successful in literacy, communication and maths. And those outcomes are not only learning outcomes, they're also well-being outcomes, which is extremely important to us.
That was Tara Taylor-Jorgensen. And now we'll hear from Leslie Murrahy, a Chief Advisor at the Ministry of Education.
We need to set up learning environments in ways that ensure that students feel really cared for, but we also have to move beyond that to ensure that students are learning in the ways that they need to learn in order to, and the particular pedagogies and practices that will help them to keep progressing are put into play by the teachers. I think we really need to make sure that as we implement the common practice model, that we collect lots of feedback from our kounga and whānau and from others to really be sure that what our kounga are experiencing is care. Russell Bishop's book calls out the essentiality of both those relationships of care and teachers using the pedagogies and practices that are going to make improvements in our kounga outcomes. The common practice model tells us what those pedagogies and practices are, and then helps us to actually implement that in our classroom programs.
Ngā mihi nui to Emeritus Professor Russell Bishop and Ministry of Education senior leaders Tara Taylor-Jorgensen and Leslie Murrahy for talking to us about the ideas in the book Leading to the North East. More information about the Common Practice Model is on the Ministry of Education's website at www.education.govt.nz. If you'd like to hear more Education Gazette Tukutuku Kōrero podcasts, visit educationgazette.podbean.com. For all our latest stories, head to gazette.education.govt.nz.